All ye holy guardian angels, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, this is what I carry with me on every sick call on which I go and take the Blessed Sacrament. It's called a little sick call verse. And if you open it up, there's a little pocket inside. And this little thing called a pyx opens up, and you put the Blessed Sacrament inside, the real presence of our Lord. And you put it inside this, and then there's a little string. You put it over your neck so that you carry our Lord close to your heart, the priest does. And many times when I'm driving down the road or walking through a nursing home with the busy hallways and people just passing by, I often think how sad it is that nobody knows God is right there with them. Nobody genuflects, nobody adores, nobody stops to say a prayer. The only one that knows that our Lord is there is the priest. And aside from the priests, the thought occurred to me one day that guardian angels do many times inspire holy thoughts and reminders. And on one occasion, I remember thinking, as I was sitting at a traffic light on a busy, busy road, that even though nobody in the cars next to me knows that our Lord is there, the angels do. Though nobody even looks toward the Blessed Sacrament, everybody has his own angel, and everyone's angel that passes by must stop at my car and say a little prayer to our Blessed Lord. And that always struck me. Well, after all, that is the main duty of an angel, is to adore and to praise God. But there are many other duties. Besides, remember in the prayer of the Mass that the choir is saying beautifully today, in the Mass of the Angels, the Gloria. Well, that was the hymn of the angels at the first Christmas night, and then just before the consecration, when the priest brings down the body and blood of Christ on our altars, the choir will sing Sanctus, 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 Holy, 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 another beautiful hymn of the angels that they sing constantly for all of eternity before the throne of Almighty God. This is, as I said, their first and their main duty is to adore God. But then some of the angels have been given other duties. These we call a guardian angel. Someone that's a guardian is someone that watches over you and protects you and takes care of all of your needs. So many times we read in the sacred scriptures of how the angels did that. You think of, first of all, of Saint Joseph, how the angels appeared to him many times when he was sleeping and would wake him up and tell him, give him a message, take the child and his mother and flee until I tell you to come back. Or we think of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweating blood, thinking of all of our sins and all of the coming pains of his passion. And it's a miracle, really, that he didn't die in the garden, but he did, and he had an angel to come and console him and to help him to accept this painful cross that he was going to have to take. Or we think of other angels, too. When St. Peter was put in prison and was being guarded very strictly, it says that an angel of the Lord came and delivered him miraculously. And he was able to go through one door and then another until finally he escaped the prison. And everybody was shocked that he had escaped, but it was because of his good angel. We think of another one, Eliseus. He would wander through the wilderness, we read about him, and he didn't have food, he didn't have water or anything, but an angel would come and give him a cake of bread and some water. This happened to someone else, Agar, in the Old Testament. She and her baby son were kicked out of their house, and she just had a little thing of water, a pitcher of water to take with her. Well, as they were wandering through the wilderness, she ran out, and she thought to herself, oh no, we're doomed. So she put her son under a tree and left him, thinking, well, I'll never see him again, and we'll thirst to death out here in the wilderness. And an angel came and told her where to find a well with water in it. And so she was saved. Now, most of the time, the angels don't come in that way so that we can see them visibly in front of us, but they're always around. In fact, there is many angels here as there are people. In fact, many more, because the saints tell us that there are thousands of angels who assist at every Mass. Saint Michael the Archangel protects the chalice after the consecration so that the priest does not tip over the chalice containing the precious blood. An angel is given to surround the priest and help him to offer the Holy Mass. There are thousands of angels here, guardians, watching over you and helping you. Now, why do the angels do this? Why do they take such good care of us? Well, the first reason is because it's the will of God. God commands them, go and look over this person. And remember that each of us has his own angel. It's different from all the other angels. No two angels are alike. They're different. You might say they're like a different species of angels. To explain that, a dog is a different species than a cat. A lion is a different species than a whale. They're two totally different animals. And so each angel is, as it were, a different species. They're nothing alike. They're totally different in how they look and all of that. And your angel is a special one. And the angel that you have been assigned from your first moments belongs to you, nobody else. He never belonged to anyone else before you, and he will never belong to anyone else after you. In fact, when you die, your angel will take you to heaven or to purgatory. But even there, he won't abandon you, because it says that your guardian angel comes to visit you in purgatory, to strengthen you, to encourage you to bear these pains patiently until the day comes when your soul can finally fly to heaven. But the first reason, going back to that, why does he watch you? Because it's the will of God, and the angels do the will of God perfectly. But then also the second reason is because when they look at your soul and my soul, they see like a as it were, a precious jewel that has been, your soul has been redeemed by the blood of God. And that's all they see when they look at your soul. And they realize then how valuable, how precious your soul is, and they do all that they can to protect you, to keep you from sin, to keep you from all sorts of bodily harm as well, and to help you to be good, to be virtuous. And so when you have those good thoughts that come to your mind, sometimes it might be a sorrow because you had just committed a sin. Well, that's your angel helping you to be sorry for your sins. And sometimes in class you have the thought, well, I should really do my schoolwork now, or at home I should really take out the garbage, or whatever it is. Many times that's your angel telling you what you ought to do now to please God so that you can go to heaven one day. Always listen to your guardian angel, remembering that he is watching over you all the time. He's yours, and he loves you very much, and his only goal is to get you one day to go to heaven, where you will worship God face to face with all of the heavenly angels as they sing their beautiful hymns of praise and of adoration before the throne of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.